My friend Gary Williams is the host of the Five Clubs podcast. Gary will be a part of the PGA Tour Radio's coverage of the President's Cup on Sirius XM this week. You're probably familiar with his many years of work on Golf Channel. It's a pleasure to welcome Gary Williams to the Augusta Golf Show podcast. How are you, Gary?
John, my good friend, I'm good. I'm good. It's been it's been an interesting summer in so many ways. And I'm just hopeful that, the event that you just mentioned is a very competitive event, because I know the atmosphere is going to be great. They've crushed it with all of their sales and their corporate hospitality. I think it's going to show itself well. I just hope that it is a highly competitive event, which I'm not so certain it's going to be.
That was going to be my first question. How has Charlotte embraced this event?
You know, John, being down the road, you have a good feel for this market. And mm-hmm. Charlotte has always embraced the big event. I think it's always kind of tried to, you know, puff its chest out a little bit as it's grown. And I think back to 1994 when they got the Final Four, which was a total upset. And then, you know, subsequently were awarded an NFL franchise, and the city's grown a lot. And they've always appreciated big events. And this is a big event, and it's good. It's a good golf town. And as you know, the Wells Fargo is one of the better attended events mm-hmm. on the PGA Tour. It's a good time of the year, although it looks like it's going to be pretty warm next week. The 10-day forecast looks good, looks dry. They have sold four times what the budget was for their corporate hospitality. When you see the city that has been built at Quail Hollow, you won't be stunned, but a lot of people will be surprised. It's a massive, massive build-out.
Speaking of Quail Hollow, and for those being familiar with things, those familiar with the Green Mile and how the golf course ends might not be familiar with what they see during the President's Cup, will they?
No, you're exactly right. They're going to, you know, they'll play the traditional 1 through 8, and then they're going to make a right turn on the 8th green and go to what normally plays as the 12th hole, which will be the 9th hole, because they wanted to ensure that the aforementioned Green Mile was used in every match, and that is virtually assured with it essentially being, it'll be 13, 14, and 15 in this reconfiguration, and then the golf course will now close on what is normally 10, 11, and then 9. So you're going to get the Green Mile, not to mention you're going to get the drivable par 4 that is normally the 14th hole, which is going to be the 11th hole. I think it's going to work out exceptionally well. There's going to be a lot of noise. It's going to be bouncing across that lake as they play the loop from the 11th hole, which is the drivable 4, to then, which is normally 15, which will be 12. And then obviously getting down to the lake again on what is normally 17, the par 3, mm-hmm. which is going to be 14. And then the closing hole is going to be the 15th hole with that creek that runs up the left-hand side and kind of wraps around the left back and then onto the back of the green. So, it's a reconfiguration. I think it's a clever way to ensure that the holes that are most recognizable to golf fans and the general public are all going to be played. And I do think, John, I was saying this yesterday in a conversation I was having about the event. I like Quail Hollow a lot, and I think it obviously is very good under stroke play conditions. I think it's built for match play, and particularly when you have a partner, because there's a lot of things you can take on, and I think it's more likely that we're going to see that under match play conditions. I think it's going to be great. Like I said, I go back to Trevor Immelman's lineup, which is very different from what it was going to be at the beginning of the year. I think these guys are going to handle it fine, but they're going up against a team that is very comfortable with each other. They have built-in partnerships. This is a stacked group of Americans that you know, this is USA Golf now. It doesn't matter. President's Cup, Ryder Cup, this is Team USA. And this team is going to look very similar next year in Rome, and then beyond for what is going to be what I think is the next 6 to 8 years. The core of this team is going to be together.
We're talking with Gary Williams here on the Augusta Golf Show. Does this event need the international team to win a couple?
Yes, it does. And I thought it had a damn good chance this year. And remember having this conversation right after the Ryder Cup, knowing that Europe was getting ready to make a big pivot from that core group that is being ushered out for now, maybe even one additional reason. But the point that Jaime Diaz and Eamon Lynch were making, they both believed that the international side on the President's Cup could have been a stronger side for the foreseeable future than the European Ryder Cup team. And I tended to believe them. We don't know that now because it's simply not going to be that. But John, if you look at it, and I'm not trying to build a case for the event is what it is. It's been woefully one-sided. But if you look at the actual competition, 2015 was a nail-biter down to the final match with Bill Haas and Sangmun Bae. 2019 at Royal Melbourne was a gutting, the last one that Ernie Els is likely to get at the hands of Tiger Woods. These have been good. But the problem is that being good hasn't changed the result. The international side just can't get across the line, and they need to. They need to, and I don't think it's going to happen this time around, unfortunately.
Do you think, Gary, with some of the recent announcements, and maybe I'm oversimplifying, saying in many ways the tour is acquiescing to a lot of the players' hopes and wishes, and some of those hopes and wishes are for an off season. Is this event in any sort of jeopardy?
No, they're too invested in it. They if you look at the Rota and knowing a little bit kind of from the inside, Congaree Golf Club, which is going to host the CJ Cup the latter part of October, made a run at this event. But Dan Friedkin, the founder of the club, didn't want one. He wanted multiples. And they made the safe play, and they went to Medina. There's a market for this event, and they're selling this event. They're making money off this event. If this event was losing money and you know, they were having to subsidize this, then maybe you would see some you know, real tweaking of the event. And I've heard the idea of why not make it, you know, kind of co-op it with women's golf. I think that there is a future for that type of event. But the President's Cup has a modest amount of history now, you know, going back to 1994. So no, it's not going anywhere. I mean, it is. There's a market for it, and if you look at the Far East, and if you look at the emergence of players from Korea, and the number of players from the Far East are going to represent the team this year, you know how vibrant and how healthy an appetite there is for the game of golf. Now the President's Cup is here, and I like it. I like it because, you know, again, we get one team competition in match play annually, and I do enjoy it, and so it is here to stay for sure.
Do you know of any reason, Gary, because he's been a captain, but he's also been overtly participatory in the last few years through his injuries, but I don't hear a whole lot about Tiger and this event this year.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be on site. I just think with his leg, even though he'd be riding around a golf cart, I just think the overall, you know, kind of tedium of you know, in the cart, out of the cart, so on and so forth. But from what I understand, he has been very active on these group texts and these team texts that were created by Davis Love. He's got his own kind of analytics department that is probably a department of one himself. He is totally intellectually and emotionally invested in USA Golf now. I think it's, you know, my curiosity, John, which I'm sure you have the same, is when is he going to captain the Ryder Cup team? And has it been accelerated with Bethpage on the horizon with people's assumption that was going to be Phil's? I never assumed that it was going to be Phil's. Phil, you know, Tiger's the one who won a U.S. Open at Bethpage. It wasn't Phil, and it was going to be Tiger's to say no to or to say yes to. And I think that still hangs out there. And he may be needed at that event because I don't know if you were at the PGA in 2019, but it was insufferable. I thought the behavior of too many of the fans was beyond boorish, and it's going to be they've got a problem. The PGA of America's got a problem at Bethpage. So back to your original kind of query about Tiger, he may not be there, but he'll be there because he's all in on this stuff.
I don't want a prognostication from you. Those are silly to me. But give me a player on each team that you would not be surprised if they had breakout weeks.
You know, on the American side, I don't necessarily. It's not a breakout week, but if you look at Jordan Spieth's record since. That he had that glorious, you know, kind of run in its infancy with Patrick Reed, been pretty ordinary as far as the results over the last 5 years in the President's Cup. And in particular, his singles play. Jordan needs to turn the tide, and he's going to be tethered to Justin Thomas, won the PGA there in 2017. I think this is a reboot for Jordan Spieth. So I'll kind of rephrase the way I'll answer that. And with respect to the international side, kind of a coming out, I'm really curious and I'm very enthusiastic about the comportment and the game of Tom Kim. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the way that he has a joy about the way he plays. I would be joyous too if I hit the shots that he hit. There are a lot of guys who hit shots similar to him, who are pretty, you know, kind of placid. He's not. I like him. And I think that he will embrace this atmosphere, even though it's going to be, you know, mildly confrontational. It's going to be lathered up. I think he will get along just fine. So I'm really excited for him.
He is Gary Williams, host of the Five Clubs podcast. By the way, that was the first use of comportment on the program this week, so congratulations on that.
I you know what? My goal every time with you is to continue to punch additional boxes on my bingo card.
Surprisingly, though, not the first lathered up this week, so I was kind of surprised about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who else? That is. I did not trademark that, but I'm very fond of that phrase. Who bogarted that phrase earlier in the week?
Well, I'll tell you that if you tell me what hat you have on right now.
I actually took off my Walker Cup hat, Cypress Point Walker Cup hat.
I bet
you there's nobody else in Mecklenburg County that's got a Cypress Point 2025 Walker Cup.
All right, you must come clean on this, Mr. Williams. Did you actually get that on property, or did someone send that
to you?
I played the golf course a couple of weeks ago. He is Gary Williams. Again, sometimes host of the Five Clubs podcast when he can find the time to do that. I always have you got duties next week?
I do. I'm it's going to be a fun week. I'm going to race down. I'm going to be a part of the media day hosting the festivities at Congaree on Tuesday for the CJ Cup, and then I'm going to be doing the post game on Sirius from site. Starting on Thursday through Sunday at Quail Hollow, which will be a lot of fun.
Should be great.
I've got the likes of Smiley Kaufman. I've got Colt Knost. It'll be a lively bunch. Be like being around kids, like guys who could be my children.
Well, now we have to create a nickname for you. If you're sitting with Big Gravy, you're gonna need a nickname. I'm texting Colt now to say your job is to come up with a nickname for Gary next week. I always appreciate you saying yes to this, Gary. Thank you for this, and have a great time next week.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.